your courage, forge your path, and bravely step into all that you're becoming. Welcome back to the Wicked Fearless Podcast. I'm your host, Madison Jaconi, and this is your weekly confidence boost, that dose of what you need to get out there and take action in your life. Stick around. You might just feel inspired enough to make it happen for yourself today. Welcome back to the pod, y'all. Today, I have a really fun guest on. Her name is Veronica Peterson, aka V. She is the founder and creator of Bodied, which is a brand new format of workout in Denver, Colorado. So not only is it a workout, but she opened her own space. Ex-SoulCycle instructor, ex-Pilates instructor, took all the things that she loved and turned it into a format that feels so good in her body. And now she's empowering other women to feel the same way. This conversation is really fun. It's cool. There's a lot of commonalities. There's similar themes. And I really hope that you can find some meaningful takeaways and implement them in your own life. So without further ado, here's our conversation. All right, y'all. I have V on the podcast today, aka Veronica Peterson out of Denver. And I am so excited to talk to her. She's a fellow fit pro and entrepreneur. So you know the conversation is just going to be jazzy, juicy. We're going to peel back the layers, talk about all the things, what it takes, the trials, the tribulations, the ups and the downs, all that good jazz. V, thanks for coming on today.
Yay. I'm so pumped to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I've been wanting to talk to you for like so long.
I want you to talk to the audience a little bit about your backstory. So what I always find so interesting about fitness, right? Or instructor land. I call it instructor land straight up. Like it's just a different land. It's like almost like I saw the Barbie movie, like Barbie land versus like, you know, whatever America.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. I couldn't agree more.
Instructor land. What did you like go to school for? What did you think you were going to be when you grew up? Or like, what did that look like for you? Were you a college athlete? Were you always like super athletic? Was this like something that you came into? Kind of where did that bug start, I guess?
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll just take it way back. This is actually way funny back. Because this story is like on the tip of my tongue because my dad and I were just talking about this the other night.
Yeah.
But so basically we were talking about how when I was younger, well, so cut back a little bit more. I've been a dancer my entire life. So I grew up dancing. That's just how I kind of stayed with movement, with music, you know, so on and so forth all throughout my life. But back in the day, like when I was little, I always was changing my mind on what I wanted to be. Like I was never dead set on one thing. And it was like some crazy stuff, right? Just like I think one of my biggest things that I really wanted to go into was marine biology. Like I loved the ocean. I wanted to be like a dolphin trainer. I wanted to do like all of that stuff, like way before I knew, you know, the SeaWorld things. But definitely wanted to like go into that field. But then I always thought I would end up being a dancer of some sort, you know, with some company for something like that. So I danced all the way throughout high school and then stopped. And then when I found fitness, it was kind of like, I started taking bar classes at Bar Three, if you know what Bar Three is.
Yeah. Totally.
When I moved to Denver, so I grew up in Durango, Colorado, small mountain town. Once I moved to Denver after high school, I started taking fitness classes and it was just kind of one of those things like, just being back in a studio felt good and it felt comforting and it felt like just home in a way. So I just latched on right away and loved it. When I first found Bar Three, I was actually doing hair at the time. So I went to cosmetology school, like right out of high school, at Aveda, did hair for like just about 2 years, maybe like right under 2 years. And then I was still in that area or in that time of life when I was like, what do I want to do? I'm really not sure. Like I knew I didn't want to do hair, but I had told my parents I would give it a shot because I went to school for it, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I was like kind of thinking about going back to school to be a vet tech. And then right around that time is when I started consistently going to classes and just getting involved in the community there and started doing front desk. And it was like 6 months into me doing front desk at Bar Three that I was like, you know what? This is just what I want to do. I was like, I never want to be anywhere else but the studio. Like I might as well just like see what the process is to becoming an instructor. And at Bar 3 back in the day, you went to Portland for training, which is where their corporate was.
Yeah.
So I did that. It was like a 4-day training, came home. The after training process was just kind of like, you know, practice classes, just like practicing at your own pace.
Yeah.
And once I like actually taught my first class to like all of my people, it was just, it was like one of those moments. And I know it sounds so cliche, but I feel like you probably get it as well, where I was just like, you know what, this is exactly what I've been searching for. Like this feeling. Mm. And I just took that and ran with it. And here I am. And that was like 13 years ago now.
Oh, that's wild. And you've taught at a lot of other places and studios and things in between. So kind of like, did you just start to try different classes, or you're like, this works, this, I want to try this new thing, I want to try this new modality. Like, how did you kind of explore that? And like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll try this, maybe I'll try that.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that's kind of just what it was. Like after I got into one, just like my own personal fitness journey, like as an adult, like after not using dance as like my exercise anymore, I was kind of like, well, now that I've done bar, I want to try other stuff. And like, so then it was just kind of me going with friends to different studios that they like to go to and just experiencing all the different fitness that was out there at the time. So yeah, I taught at bar for about two and a half years, maybe. And then during that time was when, this was in 2016, I think. Seoul was doing like the Target pop-up.
Yeah.
They were like touring.
I worked that. I was a studio manager during the Target pop-up.
Oh my God, no way. Did you come to the Denver one?
No, I did LA. So we were in this like, we were actually in this super cool building. Like, I don't know where it was. It was either Midtown or somewhere. And it was a high rise. And I remember it was like 360 degree views, and it was like floor to like not even ceiling, the biggest windows I've ever seen. Yeah. It was the coolest. It was one of the coolest pop-ups ever, but I didn't get to go. I didn't get to travel for it.
So. Okay, cool. Yeah. The one in Denver was actually really, really cool too. So it was at this place called the Space Gallery. Uh-huh. And it's just like a big art gallery, but they do a lot of weddings there, a lot of events. Yeah. Like whatever. So you walked in and like they had like all the merch downstairs and like the check-in and, you know, like photo ops and like all of that. And then the upstairs was where they like put like the makeshift studio. And yeah. So they like curtained it off. So everything was like dark, obviously, but like, so I got in off the wait list, like very last minute with like a group of friends, and I'd never done a cycling class before. I was like, sure, I'll go. Like zero idea what to expect. Like, honestly, like hadn't really heard all the hype about Seoul yet. Cause like nothing about it was
really.
Yeah,
it wasn't there. It like wasn't there at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. So we get in, go upstairs. I'm like one of the last people to get on my bike because I had just gotten in off the wait list. And I'm not even kidding you, the very back row of bikes, like there was maybe 6 inches between the back of the bike and the top of the stairwell. And that's like the bike that I was on. And I was freaking out the whole time that I was going to fall off because I mean, first time on the bike, like I didn't feel stable. I like really didn't know what I was doing. And I just remember being terrified the whole time, but also being like, this is fucking amazing. And I want to do this always and forever.
And you're a dancer. So that makes total sense. Like it is dancing on a bike. So like music matched with movement and like being, I just feel like if you're from a dance background, it just kind of like clicks for you a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's totally how it felt. And you know, we left and my friends and I were like, wow, that was just unlike anything we'd ever experienced before, like in the fitness realm, like just obviously SoulCycle is what SoulCycle is. Right. And like, it's just so different than anything else. And so being that it wasn't here yet, I was like, well, I still want to continue to take cycling classes because I loved how I felt. Like I thought it was just so fun. It was like such an intense cardio that like, I didn't get in my like normal routine at that point.
Yeah.
So I started just taking classes like around town at like local studios and just kind of like getting my feet wet that way. I went through the, God, what is it called? I did it forever ago. It's like the Mad Dog training.
Yeah. That was the first cycling training I did. I did it in like Burbank, California, and like some random studio, like in a basement.
Yes. That's how ours was was too. It was like so random. It was only like a 2 day, like 2 day thing.
Mine was like a 10 hour day. Like you went in at eight, and maybe you got out like 2 or 3 or 4 and you were like, had to take a, like a test. And then they were like, congratulations. Like, and it was called spinning, you know, it's spinning, not indoor cycling. Yes. So it's like a whole thing. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay. You know exactly what it was like. Cause I remember we left that training and I was like, I really don't know what I just did.
Yeah, you know? I know. That wasn't the same, but now I have this paper that says I'm capable to do whatever. Yeah. So let's go.
Exactly. Exactly. So, that was funny. And so then during that time, I actually connected with this one friend of mine who she moved here from, where was it? Lake Oswego, Oregon. And there is this company out of that area that was opening like a franchise studio here called Star Cycle.
Oh, cool.
Similar vibe. Like it was like rhythm riding. It was like dancing on a bike, you know, the whole thing. So I was like, oh my God, perfect. Like, this is like a great opportunity. So I jumped at it, taught there for like 2 years. And then during that time, like the end of my time there is when SoulCycle was like finally opening in Denver.
In Denver,
and
so I was
like, okay, like it's here. We've been waiting for this. And at that point, like when I say that all of Denver was like so hyped for Soul to be here, it's like not an exaggeration. Like everybody was talking about it. It was so crazy. It was like such like a fun time to like be in fitness because everybody was just like so pumped that it was finally coming. So yeah, so Soul came, opened like November 2018, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the year. Auditioned once, didn't make it. So I started working front desk there for like a full year, did key holder, whole thing, had like so much fun. Like I loved that year of my life. Like emotionally, it was really rough because I had not made it. And so yeah, I had to deal with rebuilding from that and yada, yada, whatever. But I like loved all of my time. I'm very thankful that like I got to do front desk there. It was just like, I made like some of my best friends and it was such a fun time. And then I auditioned the second time almost a year later. I think it was like August or September, and then got in, was group 34, and then went through training in LA.
Wow.
But you were gone by then, right?
Yeah. So I left LA in 2016. I was long gone.
Got it. It was long gone. You're like, I was not there anymore.
But I mean, I love SoulCycle LA. That's such a huge part of the journey. So I imagine that it was super, super fun. Obviously going from Denver to LA would have been dreamy and, you know, you got to do all the LA things. So.
Yeah, it totally was. And it was, I went through training from October through December of that year. And then that's obviously right when it got cold here. So it was like amazing to just get away and like be on the ocean and like in Malibu. It was lovely. And then I moved to Dallas and started teaching for Soul in Dallas right away. And then that's right as COVID hit. And so then I was there for like 8 months before they moved me back to Denver. And then I taught in Denver from, what is that, August 2020 until December this past year.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And did you feel like you had hit your stride there? Did you feel like you were like, I feel like I had such a different experience with COVID and all that because I had been with the company for so long before it. But do you feel like you didn't really skip a beat because obviously you were in Texas and things were different? And then when you went back to Denver, do you feel like you ever like really hit your stride in it? Or is that kind of when you started to have the, you know, idea of like, maybe I want to do something beyond the bike?
No, I honestly, like, if I'm being completely honest, like my time in Dallas while teaching for Soul was like really rough for me. Like one, it was the pandemic and like, we had just moved there. You know, aside from like the people I had met at SoulCycle, I didn't know anybody really. So, it was just kind of one of those ventures where I was like trying to figure out how to be a new instructor in this company that like, I was in this market with all of these people who had been teaching forever. And obviously, like, you're just trying to kind of figure out who you are as an instructor and yada, yada. So it was rough to say the least. It was like a growing phase for me, 1000%, like within instructing, but then also just personally, I feel like that was like a I mean, obviously that year was so brutal for so many people in so many different ways. But for me, I felt like it was a very big internal growing year where I was just like forced to like face a lot of my like personal shit head on and figure out kind of like how I wanted to move through it and like who I wanted to be on the other side of it, you know? So then getting back to Denver, Denver is just home. Like, even though I'm not from here, I've lived here for so long. And like, I have a very good community here that it just felt, it felt different coming back. It felt like I had more like courage to like explore new things as far as like teaching. I felt like I was able to like cultivate a community kind of like right away. So like, to summarize, yes, I do feel like I hit my stride at Soul here 1000%. And so during like the last year of my time there, it was such this internal struggle between me being like, do I want to leave? Do I not want to leave? Do I just want to like do that on the side and like go part-time here? Like what's the best option for me? And then what it came down to is just the way that I wanted when I first started to like create Bodied and like decide that like, this is what I want to do from now on. This is where I really want to like focus my energy. It was just one of those things where I was like, I know how much like I put into it. I know how much I want to put into it. And I just felt like I needed to like designate all of my energy into Bodied, if that makes sense.
No, it totally does. What did that feel like for you in your body?
It was like the biggest exhale. I mean, it was like so hard making that decision. And like, it was kind of like a heartbreaking time for me. Like when I decided I was leaving Soul and then the process of actually leaving, like it was very, very hard. And the transition out of it was wild because we thought we'd be opening right away, like a month after I left Soul. And then 8 months later, like here we are finally open. So I definitely hit like a lot of highs and lows in that time period. But I feel like the only way I can describe it is like throughout the whole time, even though I definitely had moments where I was like questioning if I should have left Soul, you know, like just whatever, like, why is the universe making me wait so long? Like all of those questions that we ask ourselves when things are like hard. I felt like every step of the way, I was just like, exhale, because it just feels right. Like, even though it was like really, really hard and challenging at times, I felt like it was right the whole time as well.
That's cool. So tell us more about Bodied, how you created it, the idea behind it, like what it means to you, where you see it going, the process. Like, I just want to hear all the things about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I first created it, it was really important to me to like do something that hasn't really been done before, because, you know, being in fitness for so many years and teaching so many different modalities and at different studios, I definitely obviously had, you know, things that I resonated with more, things that like felt better in my body, things that I like to teach more than others, like yada, yada, so on and so forth. Like the whole, like we said earlier, like instructor land, right?
Yeah.
So when I first decided that like, okay, this is what I want to do, I'm going to make this happen, I knew that I didn't want it to be something that is already so saturated in Denver. So, you know, indoor cycling, like Pilates, like things like that, that are all like so near and dear to my heart and that I love, but it's been done. You know what I mean? It's been done. Like, and the people who are doing it so well. So it's like, I just wanted something different, and I wanted something that would make people's bodies like react in a different way than they've been reacting to things that they've been doing for years.
Yeah.
So I decided to put together a combination of cardio, strength, and stability work. Because I know personally for my body, like those three things, when I'm well balanced in all of them, I just feel like healthy. I feel strong. I feel like just fully ready to just take on my life, I guess. when my body is just kind of like set up for success in those ways. So, cardio wise, I had always wanted to do step, like back in the day. I remember like, and I grew up in, again, a small town where like there weren't cool classes like that happening around. So my mom never did them, but I just remember like seeing them in movies and being like, that looks so much fun. Like I was like so obsessed with the outfits, like how people were moving together. Obviously, again, dancing is a part of it and it's very much like dancing. So it just, it like made sense in my brain the way that it clicked. So the step portion I brought into it, but then we changed a little bit. We made it more dynamic. I like to say that it's a little bit more like functional fitness because we brought back a lot of the traditional step stuff, but then we also added in a lot of, like bigger movements. So like more dynamic work, more weight work with the step part of it.
Yeah.
So every class, like you start with that warm up to kind of like get your body warm, get in tune with the music and just kind of like shake off the day and then just really be encapsulated in the space. And so then after that, because you're already warm, because you're already like in the zone, when you move into the stability and strength training portion of it, it just feels like you can kind of go a little bit deeper because you're already so warm and you're already just kind of in tune with like moving your body that way.
Yeah.
So then when I decided to do the stability and the strength portion with it, I've always been a Pilates girl. Like Pilates, I feel like completely helped me get acquainted with my body in a new way that I had never done before. So that's always been super important to me. So I knew that that was going to be a part of it in some capacity, but again, even though I'm a reformer girl, like till the day I die, like there's so many reformers around town and I wanted, again, something different. Yeah. So I found these little things called the Hero Board, which are made from this company based out of, Detroit. And they're just like these little boards and they have wheels on them. So they kind of mimic a lot of the stuff that you can do on like a mega former or a traditional Pilates reformer, as far as like the movements go.
Yeah.
But they're smaller so we can fit more people in a class. They're mobile. So like in all of these months when we were having to pivot and do pop-ups around while we were waiting for the studio to be done, we were able to just like take those from place to place and do all these classes around town, which was a godsend and like very, very lucky that we were able to pivot that way. So that's why we brought those in. And then the strength training portion of it, I recently got my NASM, I think high to COVID 2020, when I was like, what's going to happen to group fitness? Like we all were, you know what I mean? I was like, totally. I want to have this. I also want to have this like deeper base of knowledge, I guess, as far as like, you know, why we work the muscles this way, like how all of that kind of happened, or like what happens exactly in your body when you're working out and so on and so forth, whatever. And then since I started lifting, I say that like, you know, lightly, I'm not ever going to be like
a power lifter. Yeah,
exactly. But like once I started picking up heavier weights and doing things that way, I was like, oh wow, like this is what I've been missing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for the longest time, you know, it's been kind of like the stereotype that it's like, no, you can't lift heavy or else you're going to get big or yada, yada, whatever. But for me, like when I actually started doing it and doing it correctly, I was like, oh yeah, like my body needs this. And I feel so much better now. So, to put that all together, that's kind of like my mindset when I was creating the three different principles of exercise that made up Bodied.
I love that. That's like you took the best of it. I always say, take what you want, leave what you don't. So you took all the things you wanted and you left the rest behind and you yes. smashed it all together, peanut butter or jelly, and made a new thing. I love that. What do you feel like has been the hardest part of your mindset? Because I know you said like there were some hiccups with opening the studio, as there always are. You're like, this is our opening date. And then like all this other crap happens in between. But what do you think have been some of your bigger hurdles with your mindset when it comes to being an owner or being a true entrepreneur and being like, how do I figure this out? Or how do I do this? Like, what do you feel like has been the harder, like, you know, negatives or whatever has crept up in your mind that you've had to overcome a little bit?
Yeah. I think it was just And even though, like, cutting back a little bit ago when I said, like, the whole time, even though it was so difficult, it just felt right, which is true. There were just so many times that I was like, why do I think that I can do this? You know what I mean? Like, I was just, and it'd be that toxic spiral when I would just, like, get in my head. And when I had a lot of downtime, because I, you know, I wasn't teaching full time anymore and I was trying to build this, but, like, there was only so much that we could do because we couldn't be in the space yet and yada, yada, whatever. I think, like, mentally, I just got really, really down on myself. And I am somebody who, and this has been brought to light throughout this whole process, like, 10 times over, but I am, like, definitely a perfectionist, and sometimes it is incredibly toxic. And so there were a lot of moments where I'd be like, you know, why do I think I can do this? Like, I feel, like, so disconnected from my people, because obviously, you know, like, as an instructor, as a full-time instructor, you see your people, like, so many times a week. And so I went from doing that for, you know, years to not seeing people for basically 8 months. Like, yes, we did pop-ups, but it wasn't the same. You know what I mean? It's like, it was hard to stay connected. So I think just being kind of out of the loop was also really rough for me. And again, just made me question a lot of things. And I think, I mean, I'm so lucky, like, my three other instructors and then my husband, who's also a partner in the business with me, like, they were just the best support system ever. And I think that, like, the fact that everybody essentially came on board, right, like, 8 months ago, and yet just had to wait this entire time. And now we're, like, finally opening, like, the fact that they stayed throughout all of that was a huge reason why, I just continued to, like, believe in it, because I knew that they believed in it and they believed in me. And at the end of the day, I just kind of had to, like, every time I had those bad thoughts, I kind of had to shut them out and be like, no, like, you decided to do this for a reason. Like, you have to stay true to what that is. And that's just kind of how I had to, like, get myself out of those really hard patches every time.
Yeah. When you say, like, I had to stay true to my reason, your why, what do you feel like is your why? What is the reason why you do what you do? Like, what's the bigger overarching, like, purpose? Obviously, anybody who is in the fitness space wants to create impact, you know, wants to change people's lives. You always hear people, I want to help, but what does that kind of, like, look like for you? Because I always think that that is ultimately what can pull you out of a lot of spirals and a lot of negative thought is, you know, bringing it back to, like, why do I do what I do? Who's it for? Like, what purpose am I serving? Serving being the keyword, kind of, like, what was your thought process around that? Or, like, what is that for you?
That's yeah. My biggest, and this is something that I feel like I've just been able to start fully articulating over the last couple months, because it's, like, lived in my head for so long that I've never been able to, like, really say, like, what it is that, like, means to me or this that helps me. But my biggest reason for doing it is, I like the way that you can see people's confidence, like, come to light in classes. Sure. But then, like, how they take that, like, outside of classes, that to me is just, like, everything. And so I feel like that's exactly what I wanted Body to be. So I designed the studio to be bold, like, to make, like, you walk in and you feel just, like, empowered right away. So I mean, just, like, little things, like, we have, like, glitter on the floors, like, we have, like, glitter stations in the bathroom so people can, like, sparkle their faces up before class, because that's been, like, a really fun a part of, like, what we do that, like, has honestly kind of caught on fire. And, like, around town now, like, everyone's wearing glitter, and it's just, I mean, obviously I know, like, glitter has been around for ages. I'm not saying that, like, we coined glitter, but you know what I mean? But it's just the act of, like, seeing somebody fully step into confidence in a new way is why I do it and why I wanted Body to be unique, but then also very inclusive in the way that people feel like they're a part of it from the get-go. And for us, that's really cool, because since it is a brand new method and it's never been done before, it's like everybody's starting on the same level. You know what I mean? So it's not like people who have been doing something similar at a studio for years come in and like already know what's going on. It's like, we're all building the groundwork from the ground up together. And it's really, really cool to see already, this is our second week being open officially, like already people starting to feel more confident in classes. And now I'm like seeing and hearing stories of them outside of class. And I just think that that's my reason why. And like my biggest compliment ever is when people have said like, hey, you really helped me hone in on, you know, owning who I am, like feeling able to take those bold risks to like live a more like confident life and just like being who I am. And that's absolutely my reason.
I love that. What do you feel like makes you feel confident? Like what does that look like for you? Is it in that movement? Can you pinpoint a time where like, you're like, ah, this is it. Is it a tangible thing? Like what is that for you?
For me, it's definitely movement. I feel like movement is, I was just having this conversation with a friend the other day, like movement, even though if it is just in a group fitness setting, if it's just like a workout class, whatever, it is still a form of expression. So it's like, even though we're not technically dancing a choreographed routine, right? It's like, it's still like everybody moves differently and you express yourself differently. And so I feel like for me personally, like when I'm in a class and I'm able to do that, and I feel like the instructor gets me there, the music gets me there, like the people around me get me there, and I'm fully able to just break out and release and like express whatever it is that I'm doing. That's when I feel the most confident. And then I felt that just carry over into my life. I feel like the way that I just walk through life and the way that I present myself now, I'm fully just owning exactly who I am, like in my, or like where I am in my journey. And that took me a long time to get here. And I know that like, that's the case for so many of us, right? But for me, I feel like in this whole process, a lot of those things have come to light, and I will just always, always give that gratitude to movement for sure. Cause I feel like that's just helped me like embrace and express who I am 10 times through.
Totally. What would you do on a day that you don't really feel confident if you couldn't move? Cause I feel like, you know, I've thought about this a lot as somebody obviously also who moves. Like, what do you do on the day? You know, I always think of that Rihanna reel. That's like, what do you do on the days you don't feel so confident or da, 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 da.
Yes.
Say like you can't move your body. Cause I believe that too. Like I always say, when you move your body, you change your breath, change your breath, change your state, change your state, change your mindset, change your mindset, change your life. Mm-hmm. But if you can't necessarily move, like what are ways that you can bring yourself, or do you have other practices that make you feel confident, or other things that you incorporate in your daily routine that kind of like set you up for success beyond the class or beyond the studio? And what do those look like?
Yeah. I mean, on the days that I don't move or that I can't, like you said, I kind of lean into music as well. Like I'll put on music that just makes me feel good and confident. Like, again, sometimes it is something or somebody like Rihanna that just kind of like gets you into that like bad bitch zone. So I rely on music a lot. Also, I mean, as like superficial as it is, like I'll put on like a cute outfit that makes me feel good, you know, and just even if I'm not going anywhere, it's just like wearing that around my house and just feeling like night and day from like before I put it on to how I put it on, how you can just feel yourself move differently. Like that really works for me. I think I also lean into my like really close friendships a lot, and especially the friendships that they either themselves as a person or just how like we interact. Like obviously we all have different friendships that kind of we get different things from, but like, you know, I'll call one of my best friends who makes me feel like super confident, or who I know that like they are just going to like hype me up or talk to me about something that amazing that happened to them that they're feeling confident about. And that's just all like those energy exchanges. I feel like that's what gets me through it when I'm not able to just move and kind of get there on my own.
Yeah. Phone a friend. So is the best.
Yeah.
If you had to like walk up on stage at a conference and like you needed a song that was like, this is my song. Like I compare it to people like going up to bat at like a baseball game. If you had to pick a song that makes you feel super confident, like ready to give your stage presence, whether it's a talk or to teach a class, what would it be?
Always Girls in the Hood, Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow.
Like always. I will never get sick of that song. I love it. I've played it in class. Like, I don't know how many times. It's definitely, if you look it up, it's, you know how you can look at the amount of times it is.
Play count.
Yeah. It's like, it's so much. It's crazy. I just love it. And I love how it makes me feel. And it just makes you like walk different. It makes you like strut different. That one, hands down, always.
I love that. Do you have any books or anything you've read in the last like year or so, be it how to be an entrepreneur, how to open a studio, how to da, 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 whatever it was. Do you have anything that you've read that you feel like you're like, that book changed my life, or like this put a stake in the ground for me and made me feel different moving forward and helped me get through X, Y, Z moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, this definitely wasn't in the last like couple of years. It was high to COVID, so a little bit longer, but Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I read it when, I mean, I feel like everybody read it around the same time, right? Like everybody was talking about it, but that book for me completely changed the game. I actually have Your Goddamn Cheetah right here tattooed on my arm. I feel like I read it when I was in a place where I was constantly comparing myself to like anyone and everyone. And it was I was in such a toxic spiral with that, where I was just like, I didn't know how to get out of it. Honestly, it's how I felt. Like, I just felt like I was every day doing it again with someone new, you know?
Yeah.
But I think reading that book, and I made sure that like, as I read it, I had a highlighter, I highlighted my favorite sections. I folded like the page corners over so I could reference them. And I only have done that a couple of times, but that book for me, just, I think it was kind of the catalyst to me, like fully stepping into who I wanted to be and kind of where I wanted to go in this industry, one, but then also like what I wanted for my life, like personally outside of work, outside of, you know, fitness in general. And that book for me, I feel like helped me kind of like start to be a little bit more, what's the word? A little bit more like fine-tuned with like the relationships I was building, with the connections I was, you know, making. Just a little bit more intentional. I feel like it helped me learn how to lead a more intentional life, which has been like very, very important and huge.
On a day where you wake up and you feel like you're comparing yourself to others, especially because we live in this like super socially charged world where we see everything everyone's doing all the time. And I like literally don't think we were ever supposed to just be like, I don't think we were ever supposed to see this much ever. Like our brains, I don't think we were ever supposed to be able to manage literally every single thing every single person is doing, thousands of people all the time. Like it's inundating. So I know you said like that book, okay, this book was like a stake in the ground for me. It was like a game changer. But on a day where you're finding yourself falling into comparison, or like this person's studio looks like that, this person's studio looks like that, is there like a quote or a mantra that you repeat to yourself? Is it an affirmation? Is it like a myriad of things? Like what is that internal monologue that you kind of dish to yourself if you feel yourself going back down that spiral?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely still love this quote. Obviously, it's tattooed on my body now. You are a goddamn cheetah. I think one, it makes me feel fierce. Two, it makes me feel just like more empowered in or to do things the way I want to do them. And kind of just like, it kind of like shocks my system where I'm like, okay, stop worrying about what they're doing. Like they're doing whatever they're doing because that's the way that they need to do it. Like it's their life. It's not, it has nothing to do with you. Right. So I think that's a big one for sure. But then I think another one is, I'm blanking on the word right now, but it's like the four agreements or something. One of them is like, don't take things personally. Mm. You know that book that I'm talking about?
Of course I know the book. I like honestly can't think of it right now.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, who knows what it is, but that one for me, like not taking things personally and realizing that like, just because so-and-so is doing something and they got, you know, credit or whatever for like what they did, it has nothing to do. And it doesn't take away from like what I'm doing whatsoever. And I think that's like a very honest and like vulnerable thing for me to like realize, or exactly like when I kind of got there and like when I let my brain get there and then shut it down, because again, like we're always comparing each other or ourselves to each other, unfortunately. But I think like realizing that it's not personal and like actually making yourself believe that is really, really helpful for me too. So I'll reference that a lot as well.
Great. That's a great reference. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. If you could sit down and have dinner with anybody, time, space, alive or present, first thing that pops into your head, don't over.
I know. Honestly, I'm thinking right now, and maybe it's because I just watched her documentary, like how she's just so set in who she is. She knows how she wants to do things. Like she does do things her way, regardless of if people, you know, approve or whatnot. I think that too, I'm just at a time and place in my life right now where I'm trying to just like move through life that way and just continue to stay true to like why I'm doing the things that I'm doing without, you know, asking for permission. And then, just not letting, like not getting distracted by everything else out there, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Blaze your own trail.
Yes. There you go. Blaze it.
I love it. Well, I would love the full floor for a plug, V, like where people can find you, where the studio is in Denver, if people come visit, like if we come skiing, things like that, all that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we are in the Sunnyside neighborhood, which Sunnyside is kind of like attached to the Highlands. That's the easiest way for me to describe it. People usually know where the Highlands are more than Sunnyside, but we're on 44th and Umatilla. There's a lot of little hidden gems over there that I'm finding out. It's like such a cool neighborhood. It's one of those neighborhoods too, that everybody knows their neighbors. Everybody talks to each other. Like people are constantly walking around. It's just a really, really cool energy over there, which I'm getting to experience every day now. And it's just like every day I feel like I meet something or somebody new who is also known this person. And it's just really cool connection wise over there. All of our schedule is on our app right now. So Body Denver, pricing and everything is on there as well. Our opening schedule is live. So we have Monday through Friday, morning classes, evening classes, Saturday, Sunday, 3 classes every day, or those 2 weekend days. Instagram is Body Denver. And like I said, it's me. We have 3 other founding instructors. We have a studio manager who's amazing. Everybody's just the best energy. And like, everybody's just so committed to this and so dedicated to building this community. And, you know, like I said earlier, making people feel confident and helping people kind of step into whatever it is that they kind of need to step into to move through this next chapter of their life. I feel like this is obviously a massive new chapter for me. And I feel like a lot of people who I've been talking to, it kind of feels like are kind of in that same journey in some way. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a big transition year or chapter rather. So yeah, we're just all committed to making this thing like a part of everyone's lives. And we're very, very excited to get it started.
I love that. It's a very, very exciting time. You should be very proud of yourself. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was so nice to talk to you finally.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links on where to find Veronica and Bodied in Denver. Additionally, if you enjoyed this podcast episode or there was a small nugget that stuck out for you, there is nothing cooler than seeing it out in the universe, aka you tagging it and sharing it or sharing what really resonated with you. When you're out walking your dog or driving in your car, please pull over. But there's nothing cooler than connecting with you on social media. That is the ripple effect of what we do here on the podcast, getting to see it out in the universe and know that it is inspiring others to create that change in their life and go after it. That is awesome. And if you enjoy the podcast and dig my vibe in general, you can come take my Soul Cycle class in Boston. But beyond the bike, I do a lot. I mean, other than the podcast, I've been speaking a lot and I have coaching programs and I do one-on-ones and I do events and I do all these things. So be sure to get on my email list and be a part of my community so you can be the first to know where I am, what I'm doing, if I'm coming to a city near you, and if I'm launching anything that you might be interested in. Until next week, may you always be joyful, loving, and above all else, fearless.